help and your prayerful attention, I again direct you to Mark's Gospel, chapter 16, verses 3 and 4. The Gospel according to Mark, chapter 16, verses 3 and 4. And they said among themselves, "Who shall roll us away the stone from the door of the sepulchre?" And when they looked, they saw that the stone was rolled away, for it was very great. The Gospel according to Mark, chapter 16, verses 3 and 4. And they said among themselves, "Who shall roll us away the stone from the door of the sepulchre?" And when they looked, they saw that the stone was rolled away, for it was very great. These dear women had got a very real religion, and it is only a real religion that God is the author of and the finisher of that will ever get us to heaven. These dear women were called by the Lord Jesus out from the world, put in that narrow way that leadeth unto life. And they were, as we noticed this morning, real seekers, real exercise, godly characters, after real blessings that only the Saviour could give. But here, they venture to the sepulchre on that resurrection morn, and in their hearts was an important question. They were so exercised concerning the very great stone that was rolled to the sepulchre door. And they couldn't remove it, as we looked at this morning. But there was one that could. Now, we noticed as we left the subject this morning, that very great stone of sin. And you see, this wonderful passage is left on record for those that, and will be to the end of time, that have very great stones. You see, it wasn't by chance that they went up with this very great stone before them. It was all appointed by the Lord. And it isn't by chance that you may have ventured into this new year with very great stones before you. But you see, it was to make them rightly exercised, rightly concerned, and we need, you know, to be rightly exercised and rightly concerned. And the Lord will have his people so. And this is why there are times where they have very great stones before them. And we looked in conclusion this morning of that very great stone of sin which troubles every true-born child of God. And you look in the scriptures, and I seek to be led into it this afternoon, you think of the dear woman that entered into the house of Simon the Pharisee. And oh, how that very great stone was upon her, the stone of all her sin. And, you know, she could not remove it. But what she do? She goes to the right place with it, doesn't she? She comes to the feet of the Saviour. And there at his dear feet, weeps over those many sins that troubled. And it was a very great stone too. It was not any easy, light matter. And she comes exactly as she is to him. And you see, these dear women, they went up exactly as they were, didn't they? With all this concern, with all this burden, who shall roll us away the stone? And it may be that's the question in your heart as you come up today. Well, this dear woman, you see, she went into Simon's house like this to creep to the feet of Jesus. No other person could do her good. And oh, what does the Lord Jesus say? Because Simon, you see, was ever ready to condemn the dear woman. And he said this, Simon answered and said, I suppose that he whom forgave most. And he said unto him, thou hast rightly judged. And then he turned to the woman and said unto Simon, thou seest this woman, I entered into thine house, thou gavest me no water for my feet, but she hath washed my feet with tears and wiped them with the hairs of her head. Look at the difference of exercise in that dear woman and what there was in Simon. Just like these women that went up to the sepulchre, she was so burdened about this very great stone. It wasn't a burden to Simon. And what does he say? Wherefore, I say unto thee, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much, but to whom little is forgiven, the same loveth little. And he said unto her, thy sins are forgiven. Oh, think of the stone being removed from her by the words which the Saviour spake. And they that sat at meat with him began to say within themselves, who is this that forgiveth sins also? And he said to the woman, thy faith has saved thee. Go in peace. And how could she go in peace? Well, because all the stone that had so troubled her had been removed. And think of the peace that these dear women were to enjoy when Jesus revealed himself to them as a risen Saviour. The stone rolled away. Just to go one step further with this, we think of the dear man sick of the palsy. You know, the Pharisees and Sadducees and enemies of the Saviour, they questioned him concerning him saying to the dear man, thy sins be forgiven thee. And what did Jesus say? Whether it's easier to say, thy sins be forgiven thee, or to take up thy bed and walk. And you see, the Lord Jesus, he knows how to remove these very great stones that you may have today as you come up. Who then shall roll us away the stone from the door of the sepulchre? Well, what is this stone? It's not just any ordinary stone. It's very great, we're told. Very great. Well, let us look at a few of these stones you need the Lord to roll away. Then there are the stones of providence. You know, many things in the pathway of the real child of God are very great stones to them, the stones in their providential pathway. You look back at the children of Israel, the very great stones they had as they went from Egypt through to the promised land, through that wilderness. There were ever so many. They couldn't remove them, but the Lord did. And we think of the very great stone, Satan. You see, as we heard last Lord's Day, what a mighty foe he is. A great stone to the child of God. You cannot remove him, nor can I. But the Lord does. You look in the case of dear Job, how the Lord was in his time to remove that very great stone from Job, Satan. And look at the great stones of providence that Job had to go through, the very great stones of his family being taken, the very great stones of his livelihood being taken from him, the very great stone of affliction that was upon him. And no man could help him. Those friends he had, they couldn't help him, could they? But the Lord was to roll that stone away. But let us remember this. Just with these dear women, there was an appointed time for him to do it. And so it was with dear Job. And when the hour came, the Lord just rolled the stone away. He rolled Satan away. He rolled all the trials that Job had had to pass through away, and he gave Job sweet liberty. And he gave him double what he had before. You see, this is what the Lord will do when he rolls the stones away, not only delivering his dear people, but blessing them abundantly so they are full of his love, full of his grace, full of his favour. And in these dear women, you see, grace shone in them. Oh, it did. And what did that mean? They were under the divine favour of the Lord himself. And yet they had to walk through this sorrow, as we looked at this morning. And he gave them grace to endure it. But think of dear Job, how the Lord appeared in his time and rolled this stone away. And the last days of Job were better than the first, you know. Oh, they were. And one thinks back in the providential pathway, you know, how many stones you may have that you need rolling away. It may be in your work. I was thinking back of some of the way the Lord has led us in, even in the things of providence. And you know, how the Lord rolls these stones away from his dear people. Delivers them. Brings them out into a wealthy place. What did the psalmist say? We went through fire and through water. And it may be there are those waters that you're having to walk through of affliction. Though the Lord give us the bread of affliction, the waters of adversity. He gives these stones to his dear people, and as I said this morning, it is to exercise us and concern us that we might be right before him and in that narrow way. But you look how the Lord rolls them away. Just as he rolled this stone away for these dear women. Think of the stone of affliction. Oh, you look at it in the case of Hezekiah. You know, it was a point of death and the Lord said, thou should die. Who should roll that great stone away from Hezekiah? Only the Lord could do it. And the Lord did, didn't he? And then you think of the very great stone of Satan that I intimated at just now. How he tempted and tried dear Hezekiah, just as he did Job. And he may be tempting and trying you this afternoon. You're so tried, and this very great stone, the adversary before you. But you look how he delivered Job and delivered Hezekiah, not just from Satan, but from the enemies that surrounded dear Hezekiah. He was to roll that great army of the Assyrians away. And when we think, and it comes one's mind, so I name it, you know, we hear so much of those opposing us leaving the European Union, and the very great stones of the future of this nation. May this be a word of help and encouragement to us, even as we think of the nation, the very great stones there are. The Lord can roll them away, just as he did for these dear women. And he can roll them away for our leaders and rulers. May the Lord raise up those that look to him to roll these stones away. And then you think in your providential pathway, well, going back to Hezekiah before I look at that, you think of that very great stone of his soul and of his sin, and every stone there was in the heart and pathway of dear Hezekiah, what did the Lord do? He rolled it all away. Go and say to Hezekiah, thus saith the Lord God, that of David thy father, I have heard thy prayer, I have seen thy tears. I will add unto thy days 15 years, and then think of this beautiful word, and I will deliver thee and this city out of the hand of the king of Assyria, and I will defend this city. And you know the Lord rolled all those stones away. And that great stone of death that was before him. And he can do it today, poor son. Oh, that we may have a little of that faith these dear women did, to look, as we looked at this morning. All they had to do was look. Look to him. Think of, if we don't consider it enough, that we were looking at the very great stones. We're looking at the impossibilities. We're like Peter when he was walking upon the sea. He kept his eyes on Jesus. He walked upon all that water. But as soon as he looked at the sea, the waves, the wind, the great deep, what happened? He's sinking. What does the hymn writer say? Pour not on thyself too long, lest it sink thee lower. Look to Jesus, kind and strong, pity, join with power. And that's a wonderful word, you know. Look to Jesus. And here these dear women, they looked not at the stone, they looked to the dear Redeemer that had rolled it away. And it may be you've got those enemies that beset you, some young ones maybe at school or college. There are those that, because of attending the house of God or because of reading the word of God, and they attack. And they're great stones. But the Lord can roll them away. I remember one of the old ministers saying, he used to, and I may have mentioned it before, work in a factory. And the supervisor above him, you know, was a bitter enemy to him. Because the dear man feared the Lord, and kept the Lord's holy day. And he got to the point, the dear man did, where I felt, well, I can't endure it any longer. Such a great stone, it'll crush me. And oh, how he had to cry to the Lord would roll it away. And within a few days, the Lord ushered that supervisor into eternity. And you know, it was a very solemn thing. But you see, the Lord was to roll the stone away. And he can do it with you. And with me. Oh, to be looking to him to do it. But think of these steps of providence. You see, young people in seeking to buy a house or a home. And you look at the future. And it's a very great stone. May this word be of comfort to us each in this. Who shall roll us away the stone? What a question. Is that question in your heart this afternoon and mine? Who shall roll it away? Lord, we cannot. We're poor, we're like these women, we're helpless. But the Lord can do it. And look how he rolled it away. And when they looked, they saw the stone was rolled away, for it was very great. And then, of course, there's the great stone of marriage. And what a great stone it is. But oh, to see the Lord roll it away. And then there are the many things that we have to go through daily. Sometimes fresh stones appear. Fresh troubles arise. You go into Psalm 107, which I so often mention. You look at those great stones the children of Israel had. And how they had to cry unto the Lord in them. And what did he do? He delivered them out of their distresses. Oh, he did. He rolled the stone away, you see. And there may be those things that distress you today. And he can roll them away. Look to Jesus. No other place can the sinner with these very great stones look but to him. Him who is able to do for you far exceeding abundantly than you can ask or even think. And you think of the Apostle Paul, the enemies that tried to destroy him. You go through the Acts of the Apostles continually. The dear man was under threat from rulers, from kings, from the enemies of the truth. But you look how the Lord rolled those stones continually away for the dear apostle and delivered him. Who shall roll us away the stone? But then, there are those very great stones in seeking to follow the Lord. You know, it was a very great stone to me to have to speak to the Lord's dear people. In my early days, I was ever so timid and would hardly speak to anyone. And how to speak to the Church of God, I thought I should never be able to do it. But as I've told you before, I remember sitting in the vestry and I said, Lord, there's this very great stone before me. How can I begin to speak to the Lord's dear children? He made me willing. He'd remove the stones that hindered me. And I remember sitting in that vestry. And you know, the Lord spoke these words to me. The devil was beside me saying, oh, you'll be brought to confusion. And he dropped these words into my heart. Open thy mouth wide and I will fill it. And you know, that's all I had to do, was open my mouth. And the Lord filled it. It was just as though he came and he rolled the stone away. It's a wonderful thing, you know. And some, you know, men often fear following the Lord in his sacred ordinance because of public prayer. But you know the Lord can remove that stone. Oh, he can. You think of that. Open thy mouth wide and I will fill it. He can roll the stone away. I remember a dear man that ventured to follow his Lord and Master, and he got to the first prayer meeting and he thought, whatever shall I pray? And he said, all I could pray was the publican's prayer. Oh God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And he sat down. And you know, there was a dear man at Gower Street many, many years ago in the days of William Gadsby. And William Gadsby was asked to take this prayer meeting at Gower Street in the old chapel. And he called on a dear man to pray. And the dear man was at the ends of the earth in his own soul's feelings. How can I pray? And he didn't get up, he just sat there. Mr. Gadsby asked him again. And eventually he struggled to his feet. With this very great stone before him, how can I pray? And he said this, Lord, thou knowest I would pray if I could, and sat down. Dear Mr. Gadsby got to his feet. He said, friends, that's the best prayer I've ever heard. The dear man was honest before the God of heaven. And you see, it's a wonderful thing. The Lord rolled the stone away, and he can do it today. Prayer is a weapon for the feeble. Weakest souls can wield it best. And then, of course, there's that very great stone of the waters. As I told you before, we had a dear lady at Staplehurst many years ago, and she was a most nervous woman. And just the thought of going down into the water was a great stone to her, a very great stone. And if you just mentioned it, she trembled. She suffered terribly with her nerves. And, you know, we felt after we'd heard her testimony, and it was very sweet, you know. And how would she be able to venture into such a step? Your late beloved pastor came and he preached from these words. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. And when thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned. And you know, as soon as he read the text, it went right home into the heart of that dear woman. And you know, the Lord took away all her fear. And when she went through those waters, she said to me afterwards, she said, you know, it was just like going into a bed of feathers. You see, the Lord had rolled the stone away. And he can do that today. I've been thinking of the very great stones in following the Lord. Some of you may have read it, but old Mr. Littleton, that used to be the pastor at Forest Fold at Crowborough, he was there before Mr. Stanley Dowes for 50 years. And then Mr. Dowes followed him for 50 years, so they had two pastors in 100 years. Well, in Mr. Littleton's time, you know, he had a young lady, well, she was only a girl, I think she was only about 12, came to see him. And she said, Mr. Littleton, I do love the dear Saviour. She She said, but I'm such a wretched sinner. But all my hope is in him. And dear Mr. Littleton, he listened to what she said. And she said, all I want to do is follow my master. And the dear old pastor, he was so broken down by how she spoke. He thought, well, she's only young, is it right? And it was a great, great stone to him. And a stone to this young girl. Very great. But you know, the Lord so had blessed her. And so had given her peace in her soul. And the Lord so showed the dear old pastor and showed the church. It was not right to keep her back. She must venture. And I was thinking so much about that. I was talking to a dear servant of God the other day. And he said, you know, no matter how young a person is or how old, the vital thing is knowing our sinnership and knowing the need of the Saviour. And all the sinner's hope is in him and all their salvation. What about you and me today? You see, the Lord can remove these stones. Oh, he can, just as he did for these dear women. And he removed it for that young girl at Crowborough all those years ago. And he removed it for the dear old pastor. Rolled the stone away. So there was nothing to hinder them. She must venture. And venture in faith, as I've often said, is the strongest faith. These dear women had to go up to the sepulchre with this very great stone before them, venturing upon the Lord, you see. Venture on him, venture wholly. And they said among themselves, who shall roll us away the stone? There may be, you see, sometimes it may be like these dear women, it may be a family have a great stone. And trouble in the family, and it affects every one of the family. This very great stone. But the Lord can remove it. Oh, he can. He can roll it away. Who shall roll us away the stone? And you may be saying that. It may be the language of each one in the family. Who shall roll us away the stone? And you say it among yourselves. From the door of the sepulchre. When they looked, they saw that the stone was rolled away, for it was very great. And then, of course, there are the very great stones of our soul, the dark places we come into, the bitter temptations, the many sins that weigh the sinner down. The burdens that we carry. Very great stones. It may be a person laid upon you and they are a very great stone and you have to try and pray for them and beg of the Lord to bless them. He can roll it away and deliver them and appear for you and answer your prayer. Very great stones, you see. And then, of course, there are the very great stones. The great stone of death. It's a very great stone to God's dear children. They do not enter into this lightly. A very great stone. But the Lord can roll it away. He that's rolled the stones away through your life will roll the stone away of death. Oh, he will. And he can do it in a moment. How many of the Lord's dear children, when they and we've been witnesses to it, have all their lifetime subject to bondage through fear of death, the Apostle Paul says. And yet when they come to that vital hour, the Lord has rolled the stone away. and given them peace within his sacred, blessed presence, and they landed their souls with God. Who then shall roll us away the stone from the door of the sepulchre? Now, I may not name your stone you got today, poor soul, but it's known to the Lord, it's known to your heart. You're having to walk through it. You got to endure it, but the Lord can roll it away. May we keep that in view. And when they looked, they saw that the stone was rolled away. For it was very great. And you think of the very great stone that the children of Israel had when they came to the Red Sea. There was not just one stone, was there? There was a great stone of the sea. How should they get through this Red Sea? And then there was the very great stone of Pharaoh and his hosts trying to destroy them. How should they get through all these stones that were against them? Well, the Lord was to do it, wasn't he? He was to roll it away. He rolled the sea away to deliver them. Caused it to part to the right hand and to the left and stand as a wall and brought them through on safe dry land. And look what happened to the house of Pharaoh. He was to destroy them. They were to see them dead on the seashore. The Lord rolled the stones away, didn't he? And then it may be in poverty's veil. And you are so concerned, how shall we pay our way in this way or that way? The Lord can roll it away. Oh, we look back and see how many times when we've been in deep need, even in providence, and the Lord has come and he's just rolled the stone away by supplying our every need, like he did with the children of Israel, like he did with Elijah at the brook Cherith, he did with the children of Israel, sending them the manna from heaven, and the stone was rolled away. Like the feeding of the 5,000. He just rolled the stone away. The disciples couldn't feed them. How shall we have so much bread to feed such a great multitude? But in the hand of the Saviour, there was everything they needed, and they gathered up the fragments that remained, and there was that and to spare. Well, I've scratched around the surface of this, but may the Holy Spirit sweetly apply this text to us. And may we see these very great stones, what it may be the future through this year. None of us know what we've got to walk through. But if there are these very great stones, look to Jesus, poor soul, to roll them all away. Because he's able. He is willing. Doubt no more. Amen.